from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, we are saying good afternoon, good morning, good day, wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra coming to you today live and direct from Los Angeles here in California on the western stretches of the United States of America in the presence of our dear brother and the wife who is our principal host here. He is hosting Radio Biafra alone without help in any shape whatsoever. We are grateful to him. The entire Biafran family is very grateful to him, and we are welcoming you to our program today, courtesy of our dear brother Obi Mogalo and the wife, who are both here. We have a husband and wife combination here in Los Angeles. Biafra is growing. Biafra is formidable. Biafra is going places, and with the help of this family, we have climbed new heights. We are within plush surroundings, we must tell you. We are not acting movies yet, I can tell you that. But we're in Los Angeles bringing you news, views, commentaries, and analysis regarding how we are all going to get Biafra. And we hope also to be joined by Barrister Emma Mezu, who is with us all the way from London for the first segment of this program today. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. We are saying good morning to you, good afternoon, good evening, good night, even to some people. Here it is about, say, around about 2 minutes past 11 in the morning. It's 2 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, 2 minutes past 7 p.m. also in London, where we normally reside and broadcast from. I have Chidera with me in the studio, and as I said, our brother is here. He will say hello to you all in a short while, and also the wife is also here. They will all individually introduce themselves, and you know Barrister Emma Mezu already. Barrister, if you're there, please say hello to our people before we proceed, please.
Good evening.
Hello? Barrister, can you hear me? We've lost him. I'm very, very certain that he's going to call us back to rejoin us. We've lost Barrister Emma Mezu. If we can start, please, with Madam, please give us your name, where you come from, what you are doing here today, please.
My name is Blessing or Ngozi Mogalo. My mother actually liked the name so much, she gave it to me twice. And I'm from Ihiala, married to Newi, all in Anambra State, and of course we reside here in the city of Bellflower in Los Angeles. And you see what I'm doing here? Just here to support you guys and to lift you up, you know, like how when Moses was there, he had the elders lifting up his hands.
Yes.
We're just here to lift up you guys' hands and, you know, to say you're doing a good work, you know, to keep it up.
Thank you very much, and also to support your husband. Which of you is more Biafran? Is it you or your husband? Which one is more Biafran than the other?
I don't know. We're just both Biafran. I think he's more. He was born in Biafra, yes. According to him. I was born after Biafra.
Yes.
Reverted back to Nigeria again. Mm-hmm. So, but well, I think we're both in it together.
Wonderful. That is good to know. That's a very fascinating debate raging on Facebook, which we're going to come to later. Where some families, you don't know, some women want their husband to come out of Biafra, some men want their wives to come out of Biafra, but it's always very good to see a husband and wife combination pushing for Biafra, the same way Ngozi and the husband are doing in Sweden, the same way that Maureen is doing with the husband, Nduka, in Canada, and also the same way that our brother Martin's Anusiem is also doing with the wife in Atlanta. So it's always good to know. Now we have another husband-wife combination here. That goes to show that the Biafra we are talking about is real, and we are marching on relentlessly to accomplish what we are here for, which is the restoration of Biafra and the land of the living under God, in truth and honesty, without retreating, without surrendering. Because we are here to say that it is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra, because there is no other third way. And Chidera, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm welcoming you to this segment of the broadcast.
Thank you very much. And our dear brother, please, your name, full name, please, where you come from, what you are doing here, and why you took it upon yourself and your wife to bring Radio Biafra to Los Angeles, please.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Oku Dilichuku, cut short to Odi, Moralo, and I invited the Biafran team, Namde Kanu and Chidera, to be here in Los Angeles so that we can have the opportunity and blessing of hosting them to speak to our people all around the world. Regarding Biafra, this is a very important thing, and Biafra is our life. I was born in Biafra. I was born when the war was raging, so I was born not a Nigerian, I was born a Biafran, and Biafra is something that you know, is God's own hand working things out for his people. And we must see it that way. It's very, very important, you know. So greetings to all, you know. Listen in and invite your friends and inform them. Let everybody listen in. It's very important.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And what my, not a concern, but my pleasure and my joy, and what our listeners, most of them that rang yesterday were asking is, what would motivate you? The same way it motivated a few other people, principal benefactor, who is Moses Nwigwe, and a few other people, to host Radio Biafra. Why would you go out of your way to host Radio Biafra? Why would you do that? What possessed you, as some would say, what came over you to host Radio Biafra? That's what I want to know. What was it about it that made you go, you know? Because here we've discovered in America people are very, very selfish. In America, you know, this is Radio Biafra, we speak the truth.
I won't say that people are selfish in America. And Igbo and the neighbors, they are not selfish people. But sometimes it's the work, the environment, and how the society is set, so that they are so occupied. It is a society that in which we are all struggling in our labors to have our reward from our labors. And sometimes the system takes the reward of that labor, and it becomes a battle, you know, for us who are sojourners from a foreign land.
Yes.
And we continue to do so. Going back to the first question on why I decided to invite Radio Biafra. Like I said, I'm a Biafran. And the one word that I will use to even summarize it is freedom.
Yes.
Freedom.
Yes.
I am not free yet as a human being on this earth. And this earth was created by God. But as we all can see, human beings are organized in their ways and the way they want to.
Yes.
ways that are against God's purpose and God's will.
So basically, you're fulfilling God's promise that you have to be born a free man.
Yes,
right?
I of course I have to be free. I am, you know, everybody knows that Nigeria is a cage. People are caged in. It's often called Lord Luger's cage.
Yes,
you know, and that
or a zoo, as we prefer to call it, with various cages inside the zoo. Imagine zoo, we got a cage in there. Let's go and bring in Barrister Imam Mezu before we go to take the headlines. Barrister Imam Mezu, are you through to Radio Biafra here in Los Angeles? Can you confirm your presence, please, in London? Barrister Imam Mezu, can you hear me? Barrister Imam Mezu, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me because our Tango has been interrupted. We are trying to use Tango to secure a line to him. It's proving very difficult. Please, if you can get back to us via the studio line, that will be mostly appreciated. We'll be very glad to have you back because we want to run this program with you. You have a very telling contribution to make, not just today, but in this struggle and in the next coming weeks, because we are taking the British government, we are referring them to their own statutes, their own laws. We are making them realize the foolishness of including Igbo people, the Doma people, the Efik people, the Bibio people in the nonsense called bond, because of the crimes of Yoruba people, because of the crimes of Hausa Fulani people. That will come to later. Chidera, I'm handing over to you to please give us the headlines today and the accompanying news summary, please, if you may.
The headlines. Abia government has given Imo government an ultimatum. We're also reporting that El Rufai says six single-term presidency can't solve our issue. Also, governors from Southeast and South-South pledge support for Jonathan. Professor Nwabueze demands a national conference. And lastly, Eze Nelson Nwodu, elected, was rejected by the Imo community. Now the news in detail. The crisis brewing between Abia and Imo state governments over the ejection of Abia Transport Company from its park in Owerri deepened weekend, with the former giving the latter till tomorrow to secure a new loading bay for its transport company. Abia state government threatened to eject Imo Transport Company from the state if its Imo counterpart failed to accede to its appeal by today. It said the threats became necessary because of alleged refusal of Imo government to heed to its previous appeals to give Abia Line a place to operate in Owerri. Former Federal Capital Territory Minister and Deputy National Secretary of All Progressive Congress APC, Malam Nasser El-Rufai, has said that the six-year single term proposed by the Senate will not solve the nation's leadership problem. El-Rufai spoke in Zaria, Kaduna State at the weekend. According to him, the non-preparation of presidents and governors for the offices into which they are elected is responsible for the crisis of leadership. Governors of the Southeast and South-South states yesterday met in Enugu with a pledge to continue to support President Goodluck Jonathan, saying he has done well through his transformation agenda. However, three governors, including Rivers State Governor Rotimi Amaechi, Adams Oshomole of Edo, and Rochas Okorocha of Imo State, were conspicuously absent. The governors kept mum on their absentee colleagues. It is not clear if their absence was a boycott of the meeting or lack of adequate communication. Elder statesman and chairman of the Patriots and chairman of the Patriots, Professor Ben Nwabueze, SAN, has described as gratuitous comments attributed to leader of the South South Assembly, Chief Edwin Clark, over his advice to President Goodluck Jonathan. He referred to Clark as a person camouflaging political ideas and ambition with intellectualism, and as an unpatriotic saboteur of the democratic process. The legal icon said there was nothing unpatriotic and undemocratic in his advice to President Jonathan not to contest the 2015 elections and to focus attention on the nobler task of leading Nigeria out of danger. there is crisis in Elelem Autonomous Community, Ngokbala local government area of Imo State, following the rejection of Eze-elect of the community, Nelson Wodu. The committee, in a letter by Anthony Nodum, Secretary of the Community Government Council, CGC, Nzechibu Mogu, Chairman Elelem Council of Elders, Eugene Madufo, Mrs. B. Ugulo, and Reverend Obilo M.O. passed a vote of no confidence on Wodu. The people of Elelem Community, after a meeting of elders, chiefs, kingmakers, and the community government council executives, unanimously resolved that a vote of no confidence has been passed on the Eze-elect. Wodu should not be considered fit for the position of a traditional ruler of Elelem, as he has betrayed the people and we are disappointed in him, the letter reads.
Thank you very, very much. That's the news we're presenting today. Starting with this nonsense about the Imo State and Abia State governments at loggerheads. They are fighting amongst themselves, Rocha Sokorocha and Theodore Oji, over the parking rights and the right of each of the respective transport companies, their flag bearers for each state, to operate peacefully in one another's territory. Where this nonsense is coming from, I do not know. These are the same landmass that shared the same geopolitical entity called Imo State in the not-too-distant past. Why these two individuals, who are in themselves agents of Hausa, Fulani, Sokoto Caliphate domination of Igbo land, should be at loggerheads, we do not know. This is as a result of the type of leadership that we are being bestowed with, the type of idiots that crawl out of the woodworks. Where they come from, some of these people, we don't know. These are the people in charge of Imo State and Abia State, and now this is the type of nonsense, the type of disgraceful tit-for-tat politicking going on where we come from, and we are asking them to bring this type of charade, shameful charade, to an absolute standstill. We are also bringing information today that the former minister, these are the people that eat all the money from the country, they cut it away, they have foreign bank accounts. These are the people with fleets of limousines, with private jets parked somewhere waiting for them to flee from the country when it collapses into a heap of chaos and anarchy. His name is El Rufai. He was the former minister and deputy national secretary of the APC, which is Buhari's party, the Islamic party that you have in that country, comprising of Tinubu, Buhari, and all the rest of them. This man is now telling us, trying to educate us on leadership, that people are not trained for office. As we reported a few days ago, if you can't train your children properly in the north to go to school, if you are scoring 2%, if your mark is not 0.02% of the total score required for you to get admission into national unity schools, how can you produce leaders? If you cannot invest in education in the north, how can you produce competent leaders? If you are incapable of understanding the meaning, the depth, and the importance of education, how can you begin to appreciate what leadership is? Do you think leaders fall from heaven? This is the question we're asking this man. His name is El Rufai, telling us about the six-year single-term presidency cannot solve the problem. At least they are acknowledging that the country is in a mess. At least now they know that the country is in crisis. When we tell our Igbo people, our Igbo traders in the northern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, now they should even begin to listen to the likes of El Rufai. If you cannot listen to Radio Biafra, please listen to El Rufai. Nigeria has leadership crisis. We are also reporting that the governors from southeast and south-south is not quite the same, because there are three governors missing, Okorocha being conspicuous amongst them. The governors of southeast and some of them in the south-south have pledged to support Goodluck Jonathan come 2015. When Radio Biafra reported last year that the clamor for Igbo presidency is just a ruse to try and get one or two people contracts, is just a means through which to try to wangle some idiot into the vice presidential slot of one of the Hausa or Yoruba dominated parties, people thought we were joking. We announced it on air on Radio Biafra that the people masquerading as aspirants for the office of the presidency of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria are not fit. They are not capable of carrying through what they said. What is happening today? They said Igbo presidency. Where are we today? Igbo governors, Igbo traditional rulers have all gone to Abuja to pledge their unalloyed support for President Goodluck Jonathan. That is the type of nonsense we are faced with. We have become a laughingstock. Nobody carries through what they say. That is why we remind people to hold us to account, that Radio Biafra is different, that Bilie Human Rights Initiative is different, Anything we say we are going to do, we invariably will do it, regardless of what the consequences or regardless of what the obstacles might be. There is a man called Professor Ben Wapese, who is a jurist, a learned man, an educated man, who speaks and writes English language very, very well, but who does not understand what it means to be an Igbo person. He lives in Lagos. He has never complained about the killing of our people in the north. He's never raised his hands or raised his voice to condemn the despicable, the disgraceful, and the abominable dumping of bodies in the Zoo River. This man is now, of course, he gave advice to Goodluck Jonathan not to contest. Being a legal mind, a very sharp mind, of course, he's right. In the normal scheme of things, if truth be said, Goodluck Jonathan should not be contesting in 2015 because constitutionally he is making a mockery of the presidential system of government. In which case, where you have two people running on a ticket. If you served out the remainder of Yaradua's office, even if it is 24 hours, you have served your first term in office because people voted for you on what is called a joint ticket. But of course, we're talking about Africa, where people do not understand English language, where people do not understand normal political discourse, where people who claim they are educated can only read and write. That is why it is rather abominable. It is rather disgraceful that these people have chosen not to take the advice of Professor Ben Wapese, whom I personally do not like very much because he has done nothing for our people. Under his reign, Ohanaeze became a plaything for the Hausa Fulani oligarchy. Under his stewardship of Ohanaeze, we more or less turned Ohanaeze into a roving prostitute that anybody can buy at any time and mess around as he or she wishes. We are also reporting today that I don't know what is the meaning of Eze elect. The meaning of Eze is royalty. I have never heard in my life where you elect a royalty, only where we come from, because God doesn't want us to have all these people. My father is a traditional ruler. I have told him that under the new Biafra, every traditional rulership, every throne will be crushed and the power will revert back to the council of elders as of old. So some of us are setting examples with ourselves. We do not believe in this nonsense Eze elect. It is more or less a tautology of the mind. You cannot have an Eze, which is royalty, then you go ahead and elect that royalty. It is not possible. That is not how it is done. It is never done that way, and it can never be done, not now, not in the future. These are the headlines we are presenting today. And before we proceed any further, please, we have somebody on the line who will want to speak to us very quickly. We have lost the connection of Barrister Eman Mezu. We are please asking him to get back to us. We have lost your connection inadvertently. It wasn't, we don't know what is happening. The line may be unstable. Please, Barrister Eman Mezu, do get back to us. We have a caller on the line. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. We have broken with protocol. Normally, we will not take calls at this time, but we're making an exception in your case. Give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra from Los Angeles, here in California, United States. Do we have the caller on the line? Are you there? The caller on the line, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, please give us your name, where you are today, please.
I am Patrick Okobia, I'm from New York.
You're calling from New York and your name is Patrick Okobia. Please, where do you come from, Patrick?
I'm from Delta State. I'm an Igbo man from Delta State.
An Igbo man from Delta State, that is what I like to hear. When people like you call Radio Biafra, my heart leaps with joy. The same way that Elizabeth leapt with joy, he said the son in the stomach leapt with joy when she saw Mary. When Mary was carrying Jesus Christ, she herself was carrying John the Baptist. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, John the Baptist was jumping in the mother's womb, who was Elizabeth. Can you tell us why somebody from Delta State will openly announce to the world that he is an Igbo person? Please go ahead.
Of course, we have our history. The only problem is that the Nigerian nation was formed for one reason, to decide the interest of the British at our expense. So, from beginning, it was designed for people who live in that conception, that geographical landmass, not to live together, because they knew that we are different in every way, culturally, values, spiritually, historically. So in order for them to achieve their goals, they have to keep somebody who will always be there to make the system not to work for us. Gradually we became the target. If you study our history, most of our people were taken as slaves. It wasn't by accident. It was by design. Even in Delta, when we were part of Western Region, the Pastor Debbie formed Western Region and the rest, when he came to power, they didn't like it. So all those things were just designed to keep the Igbo men and other tribes who have one thing or the other to do with the Igbos not to realize their destiny. That's why I'm happy today. Most of us have sat down to question, what did we give to Nigeria so much? What did we get back? Nothing. Zeke fought for independence of Nigeria. I agree, Tata Makoye laid the foundation, but Zeke did all the work. Worked in Ghana, worked in Nigeria. Today, nobody remembers Zeke. Opala was a premier like Awolowo, but you can't play them together. Nigeria is not designed for Igbo man and people of the East. The area we sit down and call our brothers and tell them, look, we'll be part of ECOWAS. We'll be part of African Union. But let's separate a bit. Because if living together brings us death, it's not today. It started. Listen to the words of leaders of the North in the 60s. Listen to the words of leaders of the West in the 60s. Is it today you want to correct it? The only thing keeping Nigeria together is that the resources is coming from the East. But then, I appeal to all Igbos. Let's call our brothers. Igbos will be happy to have their country. They have enough resources. Even more than us in the East. They have more resources than us in the East. They will be better off having the Igbo Republic run by their people. They will occupy all the banks in the West. They will use their resources. They have their own bitumen. They have their own ocean facing them. They have everything to do on their own. So we have to make them understand that. So that we can sit down, take the first step of living like people in Switzerland. Switzerland have the Germans, Switzerland have the Italians, Switzerland have the French. So we start from that. That will be the first step. Meet people from Biafra. People who have one thing in common. South, South and South East. Let them go. The West have one thing in common. The Yoruba nature of the people there. Let them use their resources. Build themselves. Look at what Fashola is doing for them. They should come around Fashola, build their own. They'll have a good life. The Igbos will build their own. The Igbos build their own. Then, the North can have Islamic religion. They can have the Sharia they want. You can't force somebody to become a Christian or become a Muslim. So that's what I think. And I'm happy you are pointing this thing at our generation to work. You don't need to fight. This is common sense. They know. So we have to make them understand that this is what we create peace. It's not by increasing the army. Thank you very much for what you're doing in Kano.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. Thank you very much. We are grateful for your call. You are from where again in Delta State so that our people know?
I'm from Ogbachukwu. I'm from Ogbachukwu.
You're from Ogbachukwu. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Do you have anything to say? Please, hold on here. Please, hold on. I think you know the gentleman. You hear his voice next. Please, go ahead.
I'm Patrick Kekime.
Yes,
Odinoma. Yes, thank you very much for your contribution. I enjoyed it too because a lot of people have heard your voice and they're able to also hear what your opinions are on the issue of Biafra, which is very, very important. You know,
for yeah, my brother.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. God bless all of you for the good things you are doing for our people.
Amen. And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. He said, you know, people say to us, why don't you? We don't hear you talk about Igbos all the time. We don't hear about people from Delta. And that is somebody, he's not only from Delta, he is saying he's Igbo. Owashuku is Igbo. Like, our people need to be educated, enlightened to gain the knowledge, the relevant knowledge, to be able to discern and understand when they are being cheated and when they are being fooled into inaction. I believe right now that we have Barrister Emam Mezu on the line. Is that correct?
That's correct, Director. I eventually joined in because the line has been very, very temperamental.
Yes.
And I said I will not allow this time for the line to dismiss my case.
Yes.
So I am back with you.
Thank you very, very much. We are delighted to have the very eminent barrister and attorney at law He is not a solicitor in England. He is a barrister in England as well, because in England there is a difference between a solicitor and a barrister. A solicitor solicits for cases. A barrister goes to the court, to the court of King James to argue. Please, 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 we have barrister Emam Mezu, barrister by every stretch of the imagination, not a Nigerian trained solicitor answering to a barrister. He is a fully qualified practicing barrister in England. We welcome you to the program today. It is a pleasure to have you on board with us. We are in the presence of our dear brother and the wife. Odi Moyalu is here with us. I've been calling him Obi and has kept quiet. But today I know his name is Odi, O-D-I, not O-B-I, which is more or less the same thing. Anyway, he's been keeping very quiet. He's a diplomat. He's been keeping very quiet. He has not corrected me. But today I know, and I will not call him Obi anymore. His name is Odi.
I wanted you to correct yourself.
Thank you very much. We are in his presence and the wife. They are hosting us here in Los Angeles. They asked Radio Biafra to come to Los Angeles, and we are here not to act a movie, but to spread the gospel of our people, according to Radio Biafra, to spread the gospel of the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty, to spread the gospel of redemption to the all ends of the earth. Please, you are welcome. You've heard our headlines. What is your summary? What do you make of it so far, please?
Yes, Director. Let me first of all thank those who are hosting you and holding you in Los Angeles and making things possible, very possible for you to broadcast to the whole world. We thank you, those around the Director and the Radio Biafra editorial board. Let me make a quick comment on our brother who just called from Ogwasiuku in Anioma, and that is an example that those doubters who think that the Delta are not a part of Igbo, and those who think that the Delta people are not a part of us, that is an example, because we believe what the law says, res ipsa loquitur. That means the fact speaks for itself. That guy from Anioma, from Delta, from Ogwasiuku, has proven that whatever we say on Radio Biafra is manifested. We don't joke, because we do have evidences and we do have examples when we talk. Thank you, my brother, for being very bold and also proud to be an Igbo man in Delta. Director, let me pick straightforwardly from what you said about the Igbos who proclaim that they will be representing our people as presidents come to 2015. None of them showed up, and good luck is now being supported.
Yes.
I will tell you my happiness on that, unlike what you say that it isn't nice. Of course, you and I know that legally, Good Luck Jonathan is not qualified to go and represent for the third time as a president in Nigeria.
That's correct.
But I will tell you my happiness, why I would wish him to go back, because God says he does his things for his glory to be brought to power. Now, for Good Luck going back there shows that Nigeria is going to be crumbling, and it will crumble prior to the year 2015. Remember what Buhari told us, that if Good Luck ever contested, monkeys and baboons will be soaked in blood. So those who still live in the north should be preparing to leave, because Good Luck is contesting, and I'm happy he's being supported by our people. Although he himself disclaimed our people that he's not an Igbo man, despite the fact that he has the name Ebele and also Azikiwe. I don't know where those names came from. Maybe they are northern names, or maybe they are Yoruba names. However, Good Luck is going on. I'm very happy. The Hausas are not happy with that. That is the message, because God will always appoint the direct and the right time for things to happen.
Yes.
Good Luck going, Director, is the time for us to break up. Because if Good Luck did not go, no Igbo man is going. Either Yoruba or Hausa. Therefore, they will carry on business as usual. Let Good Luck go. God has presented him as the only man who would destroy. He's using him as a weapon to bring about the end, the entirety end of Nigeria, and Biafra taking over.
Yes.
Let Good Luck go. Everybody should support Good Luck. Let him go. Because the Hausas will not agree. Remember, you are dealing with the Muslims. Once they say A, A is their A, and they'll be supported by their counterparts. Let good luck go. Nigeria is breaking. Let us prepare for the intervention of Biafra to go on. So, Director, I will say, carry on preaching what you're preaching. I will stand on the opposite side. Let good luck go ahead and let Nigeria break off and let Biafra take on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And stay where you are, please. Please stay where you are.
Don't go away.
I will take some calls, but stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. We are in Los Angeles, in California, in the western reaches of the United States of America. Please go ahead.
Brother Noam, it's Fred Hunter from Texas.
Hi, Freddy. Go ahead, please. The world is listening.
Is the barrister still on the phone?
The barrister is still on the phone. He is listening. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, you know, we had been talking a little bit before and listening to you, and there were no prisons in ancient Israel. Oh. Only restitution of capital punishment.
That is correct, yes.
And so it's a blessing for me to have been here in the United States for some period of time, having opportunity to be able to study a little bit more about the scriptures. But from the time that God gave Moses the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, and then in Exodus 21, he gave him judgments based on the basic Ten Commandments of the law. And so when you establish a new Biafra, is there a possibility that you base your judgments and statutes on Exodus 20, the basic Ten Commandments, and the judgments that were based on those Ten Commandments?
Yes, the simple answer is yes, because if we are not going to build Biafra to the glory of God, Biafra will not come. God himself will not allow it to come. It's either we build Biafra to worship God in truth and honesty, reverting back to our ancient ways, which is not the fetishness and the idolatry of the present. God will be with us, and he will himself inaugurate Biafra into the land of the living. So we are returning back to our ancient ways, and that means drawing upon the Ten Commandments as the foundational basis of our new laws. Yes, that is correct. That's what we're going to do.
Okay, I just want to make that comment, really. I'd like to ask all of you just to continue with the excitement and enthusiasm to try to build momentum for the establishment of Biafra. I think this will be a fine place to live in a country, nation, that bases its statutes and commandments and judgments on the Ten Commandments of God.
Thank you very much, and that is what we are going to do, because without God, Biafra cannot come. If we are going to build Biafra like any other corrupt, diseased, secular state, Biafra will fail. God will not allow it himself. We are going to build Biafra as a monument to the glory of God on this earth. Everything we are going to do is purely biblical, because as we will be advised by our brother who is standing here, he's a lecturer. Odumoghalu is a lecturer here in the United States of America. We are going to be educated and be enlightened by him that the entire Leviticus, he was advising me the other day, was the foundational basis of the Igbo culture. Is Leviticus in the Bible, and we shall be returning to our ancient ways, the ways of our ancestors, before idolatry came in, before all the nonsense that you have these days came in. We were a pure people, and God blessed us richly. Now we've deviated. God, he has punished us enough, and is asking us to return to the ways that he himself intended us to live. And that is what we're doing, using Radio Biafra to propagate that message to the ends of the earth. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Please make one more comment before we go.
Go ahead.
You keep saying basic Biafra on truth and honesty.
Yes.
Unless you do so, I hope that you'll fail. And I'm sure that you will, based on truth and honesty.
Yes, that is correct, yes. If we don't base it on truth, and we know we will fail anyway. Some people have tried and they have failed. Unless we are truthful and honest and diligent, God himself will not allow Biafra. No matter how we paint ourselves in Biafran colors, Biafra will never ever come. Biafra will never ever come. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Yes, we have another caller on the line. Let us go and try and take this call to see what they have to say. This is Radio Biafra. If you're listening to us, this is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? We have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Am I talking to you, barrister? Please hold on a second. Yes. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The call on the phone.
I am Mrs. Adanmezi. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you very well. Where are you calling from, or where are you speaking to us from?
I'm calling from Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria.
From Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria. Can you tell us your connection with Radio Biafra, please?
Yeah. We, the Owerri here, Owerri people, we are in support of Biafra.
Yes.
We want Biafra to be recognized as a sovereign nation.
Yes.
We want the whole world to recognize us, and we are solidly behind what we are doing here. And you see, in Nigeria, we are being marginalized. We are demanding solidarity in Nigeria for a long time. I think the time of our freedom has come. And I believe that the whole world will recognize us very soon so that we stand on our feet and become a free nation. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. That is a caller from Owerri. We are very, very grateful for that. Extremely grateful for that very call. Barrister Mamezu, is Owerri and Olu are now competing. I don't know who wants to take over Biafra, if it's Olu or Owerri. There is a lot of competition. Of course, Newi is putting in a good shift as well. You know, Newi hosted us at San Francisco and also here in Los Angeles. So it's a three-way fight, I think, between Newi people, Olu people, and Owerri people. I don't know where you place people from Ibeku, because I don't recognize the word Omwai. I don't know where Ibeku people comes into this, if we have any stake in, or if at all we will have any stake in the new Biafra before our dear sister comes in. Please, go ahead.
Director, the good news is that somebody from Ibeku, Maya, is the one hosting and directing Radio Biafra. What else do you want? So you've got it all. I mean, you are being represented worldwide. Owerri is the first. So any other body that joins Owerri will be included. But in all, we are fighting for Biafra.
Thank you.
Umaya, Owerri, Okigwe, Anambra, Enugu, wherever you come from, we are standing one hand, and one hand is Biafra. In Aburi we stand,
yes.
And that's where we're going.
Thank you very, very much. Anytime I'm with barrister, I have a lot of confidence because I know I'm not breaking the law. If I break the law, he will direct me before I go to prison. I'm very grateful to have you. Please remain where you are. That is Barrister Emamezu. He is an attorney at law in the United Kingdom who goes to court to argue his case, not for somebody else to do it for him. We have our dear sister here. We've been waiting very patiently. I want her to follow everything before I bring her in. So, we will now be handing over to her to tell us what she makes of this, the type of support she's been giving her husband, and why they are the first family to go out and be printing. They have a very beautiful leaflet they printed on behalf of Radio Biafra, distributing it in the Los Angeles area. It is a husband and wife team that believe in Biafra so much, and we are very proud of her. Very, very proud of her. Please go ahead and address the world. The whole world is listening. The entire Biafran family is listening, and they want to hear from you. The woman behind this great man, they want to hear from her. Please go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, our people said, Christian mothers, they said, they were so surprised about this great gift that was brought in their presence. But guess what? They all have their spoons in their pocket.
Exactly.
So I want to thank God, because is there really a reason why someone has to support a cause that concerns him? To me, you don't have to have a reason. The main reason why carry Biafra on our head, as some people will put it, is because we're Biafrans, and we're all here in the U.S., and if you are in another country, for some of us that are in different countries of the world, you will see that there's a difference between being a citizen and being an alien. In America here, they call us aliens. And in fact, I remember going to one of the offices, and when they used the word alien, I just looked at them. I'm like, are you for real? They're like, well, not alien, but alien just means that you're a visitor. So it's either you're in your country or you're a visitor in another country. You really cannot make another man's country your own. You can try. You might nationalize, you may do great and awesome things, but when you have your own country, it's yours. Igbo people will say, Nkembu, Nkemkai, Bunkai. So we really are supporting Biafra to come into existence. We are putting in all we can. You know, we really are not rich people per se. That we will say, but you don't need to be rich to fight for causes that concern you. You know, in this case, we would even look at it as a proverb that Igbo people say that even if you don't know how to dance, when they hit the drum to your father's compound, if you don't know what you're going to do, you'll start jumping up.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're doing what we think we should do as Biafrans. Yes. And we actually do call on other Biafrans in any way you can support. You don't have to personally more of putting money, even if it's your own contribution. When we tune into Radio Biafra every day, we listen to your comments, we learn a lot. I was just telling them a few minutes ago, it's like a little school for us. You know, you learn things you didn't know before, you pick up one information or the other, and more so you have that sense of belonging and that sense of community that there are other Biafrans all over the world who have the zeal, who have the knowledge, who have the interest of our people in heart. And to me, that's a great thing, and that's enough to, you know, be interested in this cause.
Thank you very, very much. We are delighted to have you here. Your husband is also here with us. He is a teacher, so he is going to teach us. He is going to teach us also on this segment and the second segment coming later on, which we are going to devote exclusively to learning some things we never knew about our people, some of the things that he told me about, one of which is that what I wanted to ask you when he came in, when we were discussing our pre-production issues, is this. There's been a debate raging on Facebook. We are also reminding people that please add your friends onto Facebook, and we thank those who have been doing that all this while, saying that there are some people that are finding it very difficult from their wives supporting Biafra. Some husbands are finding it difficult getting the support of their wives to go out and serve Biafra. Some wives are finding it difficult getting their husbands to support. What do you say to such people? Because given what you are with your husband in relation to what you're fighting for.
I would say, I always say, when you get married, you marry the entire package. So if, for example, I'm married to my husband and he's passionate about Biafra and I don't want to hear a word about Biafra, then it's either I educate myself on it, you know, find out, why is he interested in this? I mean, it's like they will tell us, if you say you love someone, then love the things that the person loves. So I would say, when you marry the entire package. If your wife is into Biafra, you want to give, lend your full support.
Yes.
And, you know,
I'll come back to you to continue on that. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra. Chukwuemeka Opara from Omuahia in Abia State. Now it's in the Zoological Republic, but it's in Biafra anyway. It's in Biafra. It's in Biafra land. Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra from Los Angeles here in California on the western reaches of the United States of America. Go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, we want Biafra re-established. We want the existence of Biafra as a self-sufficient. We have been out in the country, and we have been here in the country, Nigeria, for a long time, under a state of marginalization, oppression, and other countries, which we are tired of that very state. We want our freedom, and we want Biafra, the whole world, to recognize Biafra as a sovereign nation. We want to be as free as freedom is our right. So we need our freedom. And Biafra is the only song everybody, every indic I have here, every individual is singing. Every child that is born today knows about Biafra. So we want the existence of Biafra. We want it to be re-established. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. What they want is Biafra. We have heard from them. It is our duty to make that possible. That was why we brought this message here in the United States, to wake up our people, to enthuse them, and we are delighted to say that the seeds that we've been sowing fell on some fertile ground, because we are here being hosted by our dear brother, Odimo Galo, and the wife. They are here with us in the studio, a studio that they themselves arranged for us. They asked Radio Biafra to come They flew us in from San Francisco, and we are here with them. They are taking care of us. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. What is your name and where are you calling from? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. They can't hear me. It's rather unfortunate. Please, madam, go ahead. You were saying something about families being together, a wife wanting what the husband wants and all the rest of it. But some people are saying that you have to put your husband first. You secure your family and then you go and do other things as well. But we are saying that what we want is Biafra. It is either we have Biafra or the family divides. What advice do you have for such families? How can they reconcile the irreconcilable? We want to hear from the perspective of a woman, please.
Yeah, reconciling the irreconcilable is like saying you married your husband or your wife, as the case may be, and your husband is from so-and-so, and you just suddenly want your husband to change their nationality. It's not possible, you know. So if I married my husband and I know before I got married to him, he's a Biafran, you know. Because I know we have some evil people who say, oh, I don't want to hear anything about Biafra. But you're lucky, you married the one that wants to hear about it, you know. So you should actually be grateful and support him and put in, you know, your little nudge from behind and, you know, giving any little thing you have to. Because really, it's either we have our freedom or we stay in bondage. And freedom is never free.
Yes.
If it's free, I don't even understand why it's called freedom, because it's never free. Every place you see people have their freedom, yes. They fought for it.
Yes.
Some put in their life, some put in their blood, some put in their money,
yes.
Some put in their intelligence, but you have to put in something.
Yes.
David said that I will not give to God anything that costs me nothing.
Is that what he said?
David
Where?
Said it in what the Psalm. I'm going to locate it before we finish here.
It's in the Bible.
Yes. Okay. It says, I will not give to God anything that costs me nothing. So if I claim, oh, I'm a Biafran and I'm just singing it and it costs me nothing, then it's really, I'm not, so it has to cost you either your time, your energy,
mm-hmm.
your money, your intelligence. It has to cost you something.
It must cost something.
Yes,
it
and that's why it is freedom.
Yes.
And then when you get it, imagine how good it feels like when you studied so well for an exam and you pass.
Yes.
That's how it's even going to feel more. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 126, it says, when the Lord delivered us from captivity, we were like people who were dreaming, and our mouths were filled with laughter.
Yes.
And people who saw us say, of a truth, these are the children of the living God. So that's how it's going to be when Biafra comes. And how can it come if we would not support our spouse? It's practically impossible.
I am happy. In fact, I can borrow you from your husband for some time and take you to England so you can go to some families and preach to them. That is where, of course, they're listening this evening and they're listening to your voice. And we hope and pray that the Spirit of God will move in them and they will change. Some people disturbing their husbands and saying, we don't want to hear about Biafra. We have somebody on the line on Skype. Please confirm your presence to the world. This is Radio Biafra. From Los Angeles, do we have Valentine Usuala on the line? Can you confirm, please? Can you hear us? Can you hear us now? No. Let us wait and see.
I can hear you, Director. Can you hear me?
Can you hear us now? Val, can
yes.
you? Yeah, wonderful.
Yes, please. Director.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, Director, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very well. We can hear you very well, loud and clear now. Please proceed. Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. Evening. Yes, I can hear you, Director. Let me first thank...
Yes,
I can hear you, Director.
Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
All right. Evening. Let me use the opportunity to thank God Almighty for the Johnny Mercy, granted to both you and Chidera, and I also want to thank God for when I was at work last night when I heard your voice, the late broadcast. you know, the late broadcast. So I thank God for your lives and for joining Mercy.
Yes.
I also thank God for the brother Obi Mohalo and the family that are hosting here. Thank God for their lives and thank them for their support to Radio Biafra. I just want to say more greets to your elders and Chidera, because what you two are doing is wonderful. I'm enjoying this broadcast, and I must say that from the call that came in from New York from our brother, Obashuku, it just shows that, you know, the reason for your going to America, we are beginning to see some changes.
Yes, there are changes coming.
Even when you are in San Francisco, the number of people that came in to listen to the news,
yes,
they started to improve when you compare to what happened in Atlanta.
That is correct.
Just like Dr. Moses Mugbe said, probably it might take a while before the results of this very trip start to come in, you know?
Yes.
So, feel free to your elbow. And I really want to, you know, encourage you and say we appreciate the work you and you're doing for the people of Biafra. So, more with your elbow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear brother, for calling. That is Valentine Osuala, who has been a principal financial supporter of Radio Biafra from inception. They heard about Radio Biafra and they came without any doubt. And it is a privilege of mine to say that we have not let him down. And we cannot let him down and the likes of him. Thank you very much for calling. And may you continue to listen. May you continue to spread the word about Radio Biafra. Thank you very much and God bless you. That is our brother, Valentine Osuala, from England, for that matter. Please, Odi, please go ahead. And what would you like to say in view of what you have heard so far? I can't ask you if you're in love with your wife, because you must be, to be in Biafra with her together. So it's a very wonderful... There is no need to say, oh, darling, I love you, I love you, I love you. No. If husband and wife are in Biafra, they're in love already. There's no need to be saying it all the time, because people that say, I love you all the time, are those who are not in love, they're afraid of each other. Because if you know you are, there's no need repeating it all the time. Please go ahead.
Exactly. I think you have a point in what you just said. You know, that there's this saying that Igbo men show their love by action.
Yes.
And they say action speaks better than words.
That is correct.
So show your love more by action. We live in the West where people so easily say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the marriage statistics and every other thing, it's very disappointing. That shows that if you were to expect marriage to be somehow the marriage rate, you know, to be quite high, you know, and marriages in the West to last, if we were to go by how they say I love you, then there wouldn't have been any cases of broken families here. But yes, you can see that it's actually worse here than almost other parts of the world, if not all parts of the world,
yes,
here in Western Europe. And this is also gets back to, you know, the issue of Biafra. We don't want a Biafra where families are broken and all manner of evil is
that,
going
that
on,
it, yes,
stealing and lying and cheating and, you know. Because when you have those things going on and, you know, people are so vain, you have families get destroyed, the society is destroyed.
Yes.
You know, if our families are together, then the society is intact.
Yes.
You know, and we have to know that. And for you to keep the family together, we have to have strong values to hold them together.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a school teacher, not a lecturer.
Oh, you're a school teacher?
Yes. And
well, what do they call them here? Is it teacher? Or
yeah, they just call him teacher. Yes,
okay.
You're a lecturer when you're in the tertiary institution, and I work for the Los Angeles
and teaching
city
is more
of Los
difficult
Angeles
than lecturing.
Oh, teaching a 2-year-old baby is much more difficult than teaching somebody who is that, you know, or 20. You know, the older the easier.
You're a teacher, yes,
because you can just drop the thing for the person and he just gets it. But 2-year-old, you have to explain everything. So, you know, until you sweat.
Mm-hmm.
So, talking about Biafra, those who commented, I enjoyed Freddie Hunter's comment, you know, the issue of 10 commandments standing with Biafra, and my good friend Patrick Okobia, you know, on the people, on our brothers in Anioma. And,
yes,
and I'm speaking to you all where you are now, you know. Nigeria seeks to let you make you feel that the river Niger divided us, so we are divided. And this is the suggestion that Nigeria gives you when they react with you. You know,
yes.
Don't believe that. And the reason is that they say blood is thicker than water. We are connected by blood and nothing can divide
but
us.
What made it possible for them to deceive us this way? How did Yoruba people manage to do this? This trick they played on us to tell us, because we were discussing it yesterday before you left when you picked us from the airport. Yeah. You were telling me that the first, if the discussion we're having is that if the Yorubas, as they claim, are more intelligent than us, how come we produce the first vice chancellor even in their own place? How come the first vice chancellor of University of Ibadan was an Igbo man?
Yeah.
How come the first vice chancellor of Lagos University was an Igbo man? How come the first vice chancellor of University of Nigeria, Nsukka, was an Igbo man? If this myth that Yorubas are more educated than us is true, how come we occupied all these positions?
Yes, what you're saying is very significant. Because it is something that has been going on in Nigeria. We, the Igbo people, first of all, it's important for people to know we are not boasting that we are better than anybody. But we have to keep facts straight. Facts has to remain facts. When people start distorting facts, then you begin to wonder what is the motive for this. Then obviously there is an ulterior motive. An ulterior motive which is very negative towards it. And this is the case with the Igbo people and telling their story in Nigeria, you know. And when those who claim to be our compatriots begin to lie against us, you know, conspire against us, kill us together, undermine us together, and then they claim that you're compatriots, what kind of compatriots are this? And we have Nigerian history to prove it. They say, oh, we are fellow citizens. Oh, they see you on the way, they say, oh, my brother. My brother. But when we were being massacred in the 60s, in the 40s, in the 50s, they did not condemn that massacre. They did not condemn. The West, the Yorubas, did not condemn any killings of Igbo people in Nigeria. They have never done that. But as soon as the Igbo person cries about marginalization and that killing, he tells you to forget it. That's what you see them say. Forget it, it's all past. Forget it's all past. Yet, what they're even telling you to forget is still happening. We were here and we watched what happened in Madala, you know, the bombing in the church of Madala, the bombings and the killings of Boko Haram of our people. Some people were shot in the filling station. Some people were shot in public places. You know, schools, people are being killed there. So, you know, and you don't have condemnation from these people. Traditional rulers, people in political and executive establishments, in political establishments, people in traditional establishments and religious establishments, they don't condemn these things. Then how can you say that we are all brothers? So that brother thing is a lie. We are not brothers. Because we cannot be brothers simply by words, saying words. We have to be brothers by action. And in the case of the Igbo in Nigeria, and in relation to the West as well, they have not shown themselves to be brothers to Igbo people.
No.
It has not happened. If we were brothers, Awolowo would not be walking towards starving 2 million Igbo people to death.
Yes.
And they are defending it. How many Yorubas have risen up and said, this is wrong? You are not doing things that you're supposed to do if you claim to love God. And I tell the Igbo people, I tell Biafrans who are the victims of these killings, these people don't love God. Anybody who loves God will condemn such evil.
Yes.
But people who don't love God will defend evil. And this is what you see going on in Nigeria. And we can't continue to go on this way. Why would Awolowo, and he said it himself, it was published in the, I think, Daily Review, you know, Swiss and the Swiss Review, you know, and he said it, that starvation is a weapon of warfare.
It's a legitimate
weapon of warfare. And he engineered the policy. Achebe has written in his book, this is something that has been written by so many people and spoken of. When Achebe wrote it in his book, and somebody like Benice Ababatope and Fanny Kayode were raising their voices against it. For goodness sake, this is something that has been said several times. And these things were reported by neutral observers.
It was independent, neutral advisors of that conflict.
Yes, we'll come to that. We are taking a very varied lecture from you. We are going to come to you in a second. If we can get this brother of ours to join this conversation. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is
You are calling from Israel, is that right?
Yeah, calling from Israel, Chairman. The last time you come to Israel, I'm sitting with you.
Thank you very much. I'm now in the audience.
I will express myself for me. You will know the person calling automatically. The person calling is that guy that night when the Russian took the phone, when they give a treatment for that place is still that day.
Oh, that's true. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The world is hearing your voice. Yeah. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I want to ask you something very, very important.
Go ahead.
And I want to say something very important to this man. Our Radio Biafra is not... I don't know whether there are some people want to make it for their family... for their family lady or marry the lady or something like that. I want to know something for the chairman. Something I want to know, very, very important. I want to know that I want to know where he don't reach for this matter and where he stop and all those things. So this thing is bothering me every day to know what is happening to this. It's not where some women we call are start talking their family matter, start talking their family problem. When you reach that day, women will come out. So women will remember that the husband have two children inside the house. He will tell him, Daddy, where are you going? Who are you leaving these children for? Come inside the room. Come inside the house. So what I know with them is very, very important. That I want to know, it's not like every day we are calling for this radio, this one we talk. I don't know where he don't reach for this matter and where he stop the matter and how we go and everything. I want you to explain for me, so I know. Because that day in your house, that Igbo chairman community don't give me a chance to ask you a lot of questions I want to ask you that night. So that is why I call this night where he don't reach for this matter.
Okay. I will tell you, it's a good thing, because if you had asked me this question in Israel, that evening when we're having a meeting, only a few people will get the answer. But now you're asking me on air, over 2 million people will listen to the answer I'm going to give you.
He can't give me for the phone now, right?
I'll give you now. Because this is Radio Biafra, we will tell you. Your voice is going to the whole world, and I'm going to respond to you, and the entire universe will also hear my answer to you. My answer is a very simple one. There is something called sensitization. There is something called information. There is something called awareness. Na-atụghị egwu ọbụla, n'ihi na ụmụnne anyị, ụfọdụ ụmụnne anyị nọ n'Amerika na-atụ egwu. Ụfọdụ si na nwunye ha anaghị ekwe ha pụta bịa kwuo okwu Biafra. Ụfọdụ si na di ha na-akpagbu ha n'ihe gbasara Biafra. N'ihi nke anyị apụta, si na anyị ga-agbasa ozi Biafra site na igwe na-ekwuru Biafra okwu bụ Radio Biafra. Gaa mpaghara ụwa niile dị iche iche, gbasa ozi n'asụsụ ndị ebe ahụ, gbasa ozi n'olu ha ga-aghọta. Ọ bụ ya mere otu anyị na Los Angeles ebe a na ọ na California, ụmụnne anyị niile bi n'obodo a, ọ ga-emetụta ha n'obi, si ebe si London chọrọ ha bịa n'obodo a ka ha megharịa ahụ. So ebe anyị n'ugbu a wee gbasa ozi, ịhụ na ozi gbasara Biafra na-aba ezinụlọ niile, ịhụ na ozi gbasara Biafra bụ ihe ntule nye onye ọbụla, ma ụtụtụ, ma ehihie, ma abalị. Ha tụlechaa ya, ha jụọ onwe ha ajụjụ, sị, ọ bụ gịnị ka m ga-eme hụ na m kwadoro njem a na-aga?
Maka na ihe njikwu this bụgasị na ọ na-ahụzi ihe adịzi this thing want to come to family maybe or something. I am here, my woman here, an Israeli woman, who told me this is a lady gap, is it a family lady or something? Give me, I want to talk what two of us are doing for this house or for Biafran lady. So the thing is not, boiling me. So I don't know why we have to move front and know where we reach now or know get some
some things we hold for hand about this Biafra. It's not every night everybody call for phone, start talking about the family matter. My husband is busy. And not this woman talking this thing. My brother, hope you can walk about this thing. I mean, I am a Bundi, I'm an African, I'm a Bundi, 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 I'm a Bundi,
Radio Biafra is a family radio station. Ihe o gosipụtara bụ mo okenye ma nwatakịrị na-egi ya. N'ihi na anya gaha banye Biafra, gbara aka banye Biafra. Owe ezinụlọ ka anyị ga-akpọ banye Biafra. Owe ụmụaka anyị, owe ndị nne, owe ndị nna. N'ihi na ala anyị ebe anyị si pụta, onye na-enweghị ikwu nne, o nwere ikwu nna. Onye na-enweghị ikwu nna, nwere ikwu nne. N'ihi
na chairman.
Akwa ịma mgbe m bịara Israel, anyị niile anọkọ, anyị enwe susu. Anyị anọkọ. O nwe gazuo juo onwe gị ajụjụ sị, ihe niile m si unu mee n'Israel ime gị ya.
Ejo
ike mba juo Castro. Si ha na ihe m si ha mehe mee ni ya. Tupu gị gozi anyị, onye akọwara gị ka anyị nọ.
Okay, no problem, no problem.
Nna m gozie gị. Nde Kachifo, my brother. Kachifo, ndewo. Yeah, that is why I love Radio Biafra. Everybody speaks their mind in the new Biafra. Everybody is going to speak their mind. We understand a lot of people are in a hurry. I am also in a hurry, but we cannot do this thing without, first of all, securing a media base. Our media has to be very strong, or else Yoruba people will go and tell you that they have more professors. Mm-hmm. They will tell you they are more intelligent than you. If we don't make it a family affair, our children cannot be in boarding school and we are looking for Biafra. It's not possible. Let's take this call from Dr. Egemba, who has been waiting for a very long time. Dr. Egemba, you on the line, please?
Yes, I am waiting patiently and listening to our brothers and sisters with absolute interest and the debate.
Yes, go ahead, please. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, first of all, I want to thank our current family hosting Radio Biafra and all the families in the United States who have hosted Radio Biafra so far and those who are yet to host. It is a great gratitude. All the Biafran family all over the world are grateful to our brothers and sisters in the U.S. for the part they are playing in the struggle.
Yes.
Now, I want to touch on a few issues. First of all, let me start with an announcement, if I may. I want to use this opportunity to inform our Biafran activists, friends, and supporters in the United Kingdom, but especially those living in and around London area, that Bilie Human Rights Initiative, the organization that is behind the case going on in Owerri High Court, is having their meeting in the United Kingdom. Bilie Human Rights Initiative UK has been going on for years, but we're having a public meeting this Saturday, the 13th of July, 2013. The address is in in Radio Biafra Facebook page and will soon be on our website. So the contact number, if you are interested, if you I'm sure you will be interested, is, please, Director, I hope you will give me time to say this number so that they can make note of it.
Yeah, of course.
You want to get more information, direction, and how to get to the venue, the number you need to call is +44 7579 241 514. I repeat, +44 7579 241 514. If you call that number, it will give you the necessary direction. Even if you are not in the United Kingdom or you don't live in and around the London area, if you have a relation, a friend, or somebody you know that lives in UK or in London and is not sure about what is happening with Bilie and the Biafran struggle, this will be the best opportunity. Please call this number or check our website and the Radio Biafra Facebook page. You will receive this information. That's about Bilie Human Rights Initiative meeting taking place in London Saturday the 13th of June, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, secondly, I want to comment on the Imo and the Abia problem, or the problem the governors are creating for our people.
Yes.
Imo and Abia, these are one state under Samumbakwe before the creation of Abia out of Imo state. And since then, the successive governors have been trying to put a stone asunder between the two states. These are the same as the two brothers being forced to go into problem or go into war. The governor of Abia State, Oji, I don't know his full name because of his activities, I have not been showing interest. Theodore Oji, yes. He has not been helping matter. He has been trying to cook up problem where there is none between Imo and Abia State. Some time ago, he wanted to expel all Imo State civil servants from Abia State. Now he has come again. And Imo State governor, instead of them to handle matters maturely, knowing that we are one and the same people, they are trying to use Abuja politics to divide us. They are trying to create more problem. I want to use this opportunity to appeal to Imo State and Abia State people. Do not allow your politicians who don't represent you to divide our people. They are trying to create problem where there is none. Please do not allow them. Remember, they have a defined period of time to stay in office. After that, they will be gone. You, the people, will still be there year in, year out, regime after regime, governor after governor. So if they succeed to divide you now, what happens tomorrow when they leave office?
I don't think our people are buying it. I'm quite sure we are more intelligent.
I'm just drawing their attention to that. Now, the other problem I want to touch about briefly is the problem in the Biafra struggle in the families where a wife, a husband, or a member of the family is in support of the struggle, is an activist of the struggle, some members of the family are not. We shouldn't allow that to divide families. At the end of the day, when Biafra comes, we will live together under one family. If you are the head of the family, if you are a wife, please approach it with maturity. Approach it with caution. Approach it with wisdom. Do not, it is me that put that comment in Facebook. I posed that question. I have been receiving the questions are there and the comments are there. People have been responding to it. Now, it is a very doctor, delicate
problem. Doctor, stay where you are. Let us attempt to take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Dr. Moses Nwegwe calling you from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yes, Dr. Moses, please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yes, I've heard all you said in the news you read, but we don't have much time for me to comment on that right now. I'm just going to comment on the main issue that's falling my heart. That's the transmitter we need in Biafra land. Because most of those people over there, they need to listen to this Radio Biafra. Mm-hmm. They don't have the access to internet. Over the weekend, I had a lot of calls back down there to make sure they know what's going on. Nobody understands that there's Radio Biafra. And I made them a promise that before the end of this year, we should be able to have a transmitter where they can be able to get Radio Biafra by tuning the radio. They were all very happy. Anyway, what I want to say to my fellow citizens, fellow Biafrans in the U.S. and all over the world, I am on duty right now. I'm at work. I've been here since morning. And I won't go home until in the evening. So I still make time to call in. Most of us, or all of us, when any of your child is sick, you will have time to attend him or attend her. Or if any member of your family in the hospital, you have time to attend them. Biafra is a sick child. Biafra is now in the emergency room. It needs our attention. We must respond. Help rescue Biafra. The only way we can rescue Biafra is to contribute money to buy a transmitter so that those we are fighting for will be able to understand what's going on and join the cause. Now, for those of us who live here in this country, I have been living in this country for more than 34 years. I'm comfortable here because this country made me what I am. And most of us here are comfortable. And some of you are more comfortable than I am. But no matter what the pressure is, no matter how this will happen, we must make time our sick child, which is Biafra. We must join and rescue Biafra. Personally, when Biafra is achieved, I don't believe I want anything personally from Biafra. I don't want any post. I'm somebody who doesn't like politics. Even some of my relatives back home I've seen on Facebook, they were surprised that somebody like myself, who is very private, appeared on Facebook. I said, I'm doing this for Biafra. For anything about Biafra, I will do anything to rescue my people. For those of you who live in the United States, this country, when there was Hurricane Katrina, the country mobilized, donated a lot of money and goods to save those people. Sometimes this year, when there was a tornado in Oklahoma, people responded. So I'm calling all of you to respond. There is a tornado. There is a hurricane in Biafra land every day. Your people are being killed in the north. They are forced to become Nigerians. Against their own will. Although we are comfortable here, we need to go and rescue them. The only way you can rescue them is contribute financially or otherwise to help them. Personally, I make my contribution every month using the Biafra Radio Biafra website. I use my credit card or debit card. I do that every month. So you can sit in front of your computer and do it. It doesn't require you to go anywhere else. Please, Biafra is a sick child. Needs our attention. We must do everything possible to rescue this child. whether we want to go over there to live when Biafra is restored after our lives, depending on which word we want to use. Let's see what's happening in Biafra. It's a disaster. It's more than Hurricane Katrina. It's more than tornado that hit Oklahoma City. Hurricane Katrina struck once. The tornado struck once. But every day there, people are dying. Dying, they're being killed by the House of Fulani. And you're staying here, enjoying life. Please, come to the head of these people. Contribute whatever you can every month so we can be able to get this generator, excuse me, this transformer, so that our people can understand what was going on. They don't know that even Delay Human Rights Initiative, 90 whether it's through the world, they didn't even know. When I was talking to them yesterday, they were surprised. They didn't even know that we are in court at the federal high court where we were with Nigeria. They didn't know we have a federal government led by retired Chief Justice of Enugu, Justice Ezozo. They didn't know that Dr. Dozie Ikedie, a medical doctor living in Anambra State, is the deputy chairman who traveled from Anambra to London to be the broadcast to the world to come to our aid. They didn't know that Colonel Ajize, from what they are referring now as the other state, is the secretary. The offense for all of us, whether you want to live there or not, there's a hurricane going there right now. There is this tremendous disaster. All of us, please make time. Make time. This is our sick child. Make time, contribute, and restore those people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And don't go away. I think our brother is here who is hosting us on Los Angeles, wants to respond, please. Go ahead, Odi, go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, my brother, Dr. Nwigwe. We appreciate your effort. We appreciate the effort of everybody else, you know, in different parts of the world. Biafrans are actually waking up all over the world to their own freedom. Freedom which, you know, if we do not fight for and get it, nobody else will do it for us. If we say, okay, we're not going to fight for our freedom, who will get our freedom for us?
Thank you, Dr. Nwigwe. Thank you very much. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany, please go ahead. We are all listening. We are here in Los Angeles. Go ahead.
Please, Nandi. I want to appeal for one thing, please. Can you use this media to tell everybody, because there's something they were saying in the Facebook, that so a woman posted in the Facebook that she told a Biafra, an Igbo man, about Biafra. He nearly killed her. The Igbo man nearly killed her because of she told him about Biafra. Please, Nanke, can you tell the whole Biafrans who are going about to tell people about Biafra? Ask the person his or her name. Before you tell the person about Biafra, ask the person his or her name, where he comes from. Then jot it down. We are not threatening anybody, we don't want to follow anybody. Because it's very good we have to take to record of all the good people who have been keeping silent, who have been playing other man that they don't know what is going on. Because these are the same people that will come tomorrow when Biafra will be restored. Will come tomorrow and stand as a politician to tell the whole Biafra people how they fought for the freedom of Biafra. How they made good for the people. They need the one place or the other. Or the one that kiss the one particular, have the one particular place or the other. And so all lives that say that in this industry, Nigeria. And let everything go. Now, it's very important to take note of all these people who is anti-Biafra. So that they know that they are doing good for themselves and for their peace as well. Because they will one day find a position in the Biafra land, in this country, Biafra. We are doing it now, it sounds to them like a shy play, but they forget that it's in reality something that will come. Now, it's really better. We have to make it because it's not a political, it's a political something. They will come tomorrow. They must come tomorrow one party to claim that they are the men that people they want to occupy one position to do good for Biafra. But now they cannot show that love right now where the Biafra are suffering under Nigerian occupation.
Yes.
They have to keep record of all the whole people, really. The whole people in America, people in any way that is Biafra that are not responding. Tell all Biafra activists. You know your family, you know the valuable people in your family that are supposed to come out and support the city. Go and talk to them, know their name, give up their name. The river Biafra will lead the whole name star and know who is coming and who is not coming. The river Biafra will be restored. We have to put all this name on the board. The people of Biafra will know who the people that are saying anything against them, if not God intervention, they are restored. Then there will be a political ground in Biafra. Because they will come tomorrow and fight to have their own position, to be a governor, to be a minister, to be a minister, and they will tell all lives how they fought for freedom of Biafra, how they fought for the human liberation.
That is true.
It happened.
That is
true. Really happened.
Thank you very much for this, and we are going to talk about it. That is why we need people on Facebook. There was a sister of ours that posted something on Facebook. She went to speak to some people regarding Biafra, and the man said he will attack her aggressively and said, "I'm going to slap you." And that man is an Igbo man, no doubt, with a shop, a lock-up shop somewhere in Lagos, no doubt, with a 2x2, "Face me and face you," somewhere in Lagos. These are the people that, no doubt, we are fathered by Hausa Fulani people, because no right-thinking Igbo person will ever sneer at the idea of having their own freedom, will ever denigrate the idea of being free within the land of their fathers. That is why I keep saying this all the time. There is something fundamentally wrong with certain people. And when you say it, they say, "Oh, you're discriminating, you are being too arrogant, you're being this, you're being that." If I may ask you, please, Odumoralo, what is it about our people that predisposes them to act in this vile manner whenever Biafra is mentioned? Is it something spiritual? Is there any biblical undertone to it? Is there any justification? Is there anywhere we can reference this in the Bible with the behavior of Jewish people? Because it is beginning to annoy me so much. But before you answer, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. Good afternoon from...
My name is Ken Hitchi.
Yes.
I'm calling from Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur.
From Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Omania, obviously.
That is good to know that I have a brother. Two people today actually call from Omania, which is a good thing. That goes to show that Omania is also coming up the same way Olo and Owerri and the name we are. Go ahead.
Yeah, my contribution, I've been listening to people's comments, and I'm very, very pleased with what you guys are doing. And I think that you're making a very big progress so far. There's something that worries me so much. I have tried as much as possible to spread the message here. I know that the friend has a branch in KL, and they're doing a great job so far.
Yes.
But the problem that we are having, because naturalizing this dream is not just by talking and calling on the phone.
Yes.
The problem is the only way we can inculcate our leaders in the present government in Nigeria now. Are they aware of Radio Biafra? Are they making any way to support Radio Biafra? Because through them, we can air our view easily. Because the way it's going on, the present leaders now are worshipping the Northerners. The policy that is going on in the present government in Igbo land is very alarming. What our governors are doing, our senators, and they don't care. They are doing just like a private business for the interest of their family and whoever else should go to hell. So it's very really difficult to get attention to what is going on, because everyone has to be on board. It's not just what you and people in the U.S. can achieve. Everyone has to be on board to achieve this dream, because a lot of youth are worried. Our future is taken away from us. And we've been fighting these people called the Northern Caliphate, and we are tired. We want to belong to the place God destined us to be. Ever since I've been to this country, whenever someone addresses me, I'll tell them I'm from Biafra. And they want to ask me, where is Biafra? I always say that Biafra is a God nation being held captive by Nigerians, and they never heard of that name before. And they were shocked. So now they're going to Google to find out where is this country. So there are some people who are ashamed to have been fathered by Biafra because of they have been oppressed. What is going on has affected their lives so much that they think that Biafra is history. It's not going to be realized. But I think with God, all things are possible. It's hard time we come back home. It's hard time we say we are God's people, we are Biafra, we are Igbos. And to my own surprise, the people that we think they are not really Igbos, like the Deltas, the rivers, they are even more eager to actualize this dream than we that claim that we are the Igbos. That is the baffling thing in this whole issue. So I think we should try as much as possible to bring everybody on board, even the religious leaders. Let us come together and join hands together. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what happened in Egypt, or Christian, Arab Spring. You see how they come out in force and they achieve their goal.
Yes.
You see what's removed. And these are the kind of things we need. If the leaders can come together and make a movement and non-violent protest, the Muslims will get the signal. Seriously, and the red attention will be drawn towards the suffering of the Biafra.
Yes, and that is what we are doing right now. I will go over to our dear brother and our host here in Los Angeles, Odumoghalu, to please respond to you, because we are doing quite a lot. Everything you have asked us to do, we are doing, but there is one thing we cannot do. Please, Odu, what is that we cannot do, please?
My brother, thank you very much for what you said. I appreciate it, and I believe that our people all over the world, in the Banyi, no wanine, na fa no ifikulu. Ife ikulu di onye obuna na obi. Mana there is a let me revert back to English a little bit in order to express myself here. That shows the problem we're having from colonial education.
I won't even let you, because there are other people, non-Igbo speaking people, who form part of Biafra, and they want to need to hear it. So go please in English.
Oh, okay. All right. I want to use a matter, an example. The example of the people, Israelites, leaving slavery and oppression from Egypt to the Promised Land. We have to understand that that experience was not an easy experience. First of all, you take somebody like Moses, who was supposed to be inherit a very powerful position. He was a prince of Egypt. But because he hated oppression, he killed an Egyptian soldier. And for that, he went on exile.
Hello?
Yes, please. What was it? Please stay where you are on the phone. The caller on the phone, we are coming to you next. Remain on the line. Leave your line open. Do not cut the call. We are coming to you next. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, because he hated oppression, he went on exile. And for that, God chose him to come back at the age of 80 and to lead his people to freedom. Trust me. When I tell you that when that news was broken to them, not everybody accepted it. The reason is this. They were afraid of Pharaoh. What will Pharaoh do when you say, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go? This was a monarch. He had absolute power. He can decide to now kill everybody, and what will happen? So the people were afraid. And because of, but Moses knew God. He knew the God that sent him. It is that God that we are calling on when we're moving on this struggle, and everybody has to know that. Never forget that. When Moses told Pharaoh to let his people go, he said, what? What? This will be the response of your enemy. When you say, I'm going, your enemy cannot, and somebody who's oppressing you, cannot tell you, okay, you can go. No, it never works that way. His reaction will be, what? You can never go. But that should be a sign to you. I'm talking to somebody who was talking about that somebody told somebody about Biafra and he nearly attacked him. That is a sign for you to know that you have to now continue to march on forward. Because what your enemy hates,
Where he hates for you to go is where you should go. If he loves it, don't go there. So Moses eventually moved on with his people. God afflicted them, and God is afflicting our oppressors. You can, you know, look at the situations and you will see that our prophets are being afflicted. They will let us go. But we have to go by also going to God, our purification as a people, our knowing that we cannot be committing evil, we cannot be inclined to all manner of idolatry, and then we go step into Biafra. Fornication is evil. We have to do away with it. Adultery, lying, cheating, vanities of materialism, which has been distracting our people. These are things that have also ensnared some of them in Nigeria, which is our oppressor. But God will set us free. It is not human being that will set us free. We are marching on in his name, and we will be free, my brother.
Amen. And I say amen to that. I like that very much. Let us go to the line. We have a caller before we come to madam to perhaps give us her perspective and her thoughts as well. This is Radio Biafra. Please be a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Odenibo. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Yes, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
All right. As usual, I want to start by thanking Nnamdi Kanu for all his labors. And also Mada Chidera and the host. Barrister Mungalo and his family for giving you space in their home. I want to thank all of them. The one speaker, I think the speaker before the last or so, Dr. Mungwe, who called from Couples Christian, is it?
Yes, that's him, yes.
Yeah. I was moved by his passionate appeal to be a friend in America and around the world, and I hope they got that message. It was perfect. This idea of Nigerian unity, which some Igbo people parted about, what you should understand is that even those who propound the idea of one Nigeria do not, in fact, live in Nigeria. Remember that God once said it clearly on 1st August 1966, when he ascended the throne of Nigeria. He said, and I quote here, "Fellow countrymen, we have pretended for too long. The basis for Nigerian unity does not exist," and then blah, 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 blah. So, Nigeria has never existed as a united entity. Those who chant unity in Nigeria are those benefiting from the oil resources in Biafra. If you take away that oil today, you will not hear a chant of Nigerian unity anymore. It's gone. Because, as I have already said in previous broadcasts, Nigeria was made by an imperfect hand of an imperfect man, whom they call Lord Lugard. A man cannot create a nation. I don't know where on earth or in the Bible we found that a man created a nation. Nations are created by God. The Afghans were created by God. The Yorubas were created by God. The Hausa and Fulani people were created by God, not by Lord Lugard. So, let's put that apart. Nigeria is already crumbling because it had no foundations at all as a nation. Now, let me refer to the man who called from New York, Ugwachukwu man, who affirmed his Igbo-ness. Ugwachukwu, in fact, means Owa Nri Ukwu. These were Nri people who live across the Niger. There are many communities like that, Ibuza, Ibobinuza, delta towns, they are descended from people across the Niger in Anambra.
Yes.
So he is correct. He is they're all Igbo people over there. Now, the Yorubas, somebody was complaining about the Yorubas. But the Yorubas have been doing this to the Igbos. Let me take the 1954 election in the Western region. Do you know that in 1954, Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe won election to be Premier of the West in 1954? That was it. I would have lost that election. So the day the House sat for Elder Azikiwe to take up the mantle of leadership, nobody knew that Awu had gone around the Obas of the West.
Yes.
Telling them, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, telling them, Yoruba Rosen, how will you be there and an Igbo man will be your premier?
Exactly. He brought in tribalism into Nigeria.
Yes. Zeke won one majority of votes in the Western Assembly. You guys weren't talking about whether Zeke was Igbo or Yoruba. They felt this is the man that you lead. But Awolowo was scuttled. That was how Zeke became leader of opposition in Ibadan instead of the Premier of the West.
Yes.
That led to his being recalled to the East to come and be the Premier of the East.
Yes.
That's the genesis. Yes.
And in the process, he drove away Eyo Ita that caused our problem with people.
I was coming to that.
Okay.
Because Professor Eyo Ita was the leader of government business in Eastern Nigeria, who was to become the premier.
Yes.
But when he came and cried to us, we ceded the place to the instead of Eyo Ita. So if there's anything we did to the Calabar people, it must be that thing, that singular thing, which originated from the West. So the Yorubas, during the war, we know what they did. Awolowo, as finance minister for Gowon, which we didn't know he would ever take, because when he came to Enugu, he told the Yoruba that if the East went, the West would go as well. But when the East went, Awolowo went to Gowon and became his finance minister.
He went to the North. Instead of going West, he went North.
Yeah, exactly. And then he was the same person who said that starvation was a legitimate instrument of war.
That is correct, yes.
To starve the reference to death, it doesn't matter, provided you win the war. And at the end of the war, he was only prepared to give the reference $20. The same Awolowo. So nobody should be surprised about what the Yorubas are doing. And my final point is on the issue of communicating this message of Biafra to the wider world. I think it would be a good idea to have a French section on the website, because in Africa you have more countries speaking French than English.
That is true.
Besides, we need to have France behind this struggle. So I'm suggesting that you have a French section where translations of the English stories are put into, put into French on this part of the website, so that people can go there and read it. Because what we are saying now is only in English.
Yes.
But there are French-speaking people who are very much interested in this.
That is true.
Okay, so these are the suggestions I want to make to you. Once again, I want to
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Please, madam, what are your thoughts before we go to your husband? Please go ahead.
Yeah, I really thank this last caller. It's like he did a good summary. I want to comment just a little bit regarding what the second to the last caller said about letting the governors or the our so-called leaders, letting them in on this struggle. That would be like asking them to struggle against themselves. Because who are they? They are Nigerian governors. We really didn't elect them into position. I was there in 2003 when they quoted, there was an election. There was no election. Before that election, they wrote down the name of whoever is going to take any position.
Yes.
And so said, so done. They were all there. We were there when P2B went into authority. These people, telling them to fight for Biafra is like telling them to be an opponent to themselves. You know, so if we have any enemies or any opponents in this struggle, it's actually the leaders.
Yes.
So I am not even expecting talking to them to help in this struggle, because talking to them will really be like wasting your energy. Or
yes.
You know, I don't see them. It's like telling you Nnamdi Kanu to stop to fight against Biafra. That's what telling those people to fight for Biafra is like.
It's
yeah.
Not possible.
So to me, that's not plausible.
Yes, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Joseph Obiola. I'm calling from Sweden.
Joseph Obiola from Sweden. Go ahead. The world is listening.
And I must thank you for your good work and all you guys there in America trying to wake up all Biafrans all over the world.
Mm. Yes.
My contribution to this is that, I know one thing with Biafran, they are very fed up with the situation of in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And the previous Biafra problem, war and stuff,
mm-hmm.
have taught most of them lessons. So whenever and so much many myself or whatever, those that want to fight for Biafra before that have failed. One thing I'm advising to anybody, any Biafran that is listening all over the world, that no matter how people mob you are trying to preach them about this good news, you don't give up. And the most thing we need now is to finance this transmitter. Put more focus, put more money, put more anything, energy to make sure that we get this transmission, because I think the best way for us to get this Biafra by when we are many, when we spread the news, the whole world hear it, everybody, we I know Biafra, they wake up, you know, but for the beginning it's not that easy for them to wake up. Some people are still afraid. Some people are thinking that maybe they are all these 419, all these fake people, you know, a lot of things. So I will keep I'm advising those strong Biafra we have at hand now, to not give up, keep on campaigning, keep on telling people, keep on supporting financially, so that I know by special grace of God, if God is with us, we are going to achieve this goal one day, and all of us will end up enjoying our promised land. That is my contribution, and at the same time, I want to thank every one of you that has been contributing from the day one and that has been giving their effort, calling, encouraging others. Please, my God will keep blessing you in every various of area or anything you need in Jesus' name. That is my prayer, aka Agunod from Sweden.
Amen. Please, Odi, can you go in and speak to this person, please, and address all the issues, address all the things you've been hearing before, and let's begin to draw some conclusion, because we're coming to the end of the program. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to use a spiritual angle, which is the main thing here. This is a war we win in spirit, and it will be seen in the open. There's Pius Okibo said, I quote him, we are better able to understand the values in a people's culture, not through their dances or even through their painting, however much these may reflect the society's system of aesthetics, but through their primitive or adoptive religions. Each religion defines how man should relate to other men and to his maker or to the universe. We all know that Pius Okibo was a profound Biafran. Yes.
Respected scholar.
And he was a respected scholar indeed, very prominent. And these India Igbo Igbo, when you mention people like Pius Okibo, M.I. Opara, India Igbo Igbo, because we can see what they did for the Igbo people. They put their life in the line for them. Christopher died, Christopher Okibo, because of Biafra, because of us. And it's important that we always remember all these people and their struggles and sufferings for righteousness, for the right thing. The wicked will not win. He will never win. Why? Because God is, and God is our life. So, don't be afraid of the wicked.
Yes.
He will go down to the pit. He has an appointed time, and it will come.
It will.
So, what we need to be doing is to be looking up to God for our salvation and walking towards it. So with this, it says, I believe as time goes on, you know, probably in the next broadcast, we may be able to, if Namdi allows me to do so.
Of course, of course.
We will go into to study.
I want the spiritual aspect.
The spiritual aspect of us people as Igbo people.
Yes, yes.
Those things will help us also know what is happening to us, understand it better.
Mm-hmm.
And by God's motivation and inspiration, we can move on in this struggle.
Yes.
You know?
I agree with you, but there is something here I want to add. We received a text message from one of our brothers. He says, hi, Namdi. Please ask their friends there with you if there are still Igbo town unions in America. And is it possible for you to visit one of the meetings of such union and inform them about the transmitter and possibly get them to commit to the project? We were due to schedule to be invited to. Can you arrange that? Is that possible? Or is
yes, that will be possible.
Okay.
That will be very possible.
Okay, you try and arrange that. There was one we were meant to be attending in New York. We couldn't even find anybody from New York to come and get us from the airport, which is rather very sad. There are no Biafrans in New York. There are no Biafrans around the Washington, D.C. area, and there are no Biafrans in Maryland either. These are the people that our brother is saying he wants action. You know, the one that come from Israel, he said he wants action today. We can't take action. Only four people here can't take that action. Or I go and drag up the family of the Wigwe family or the Madrewese family or the Anusium family and say, hey, come, let us go and take over America. Or Clifford the Rangers family.
But what you're doing is Houston. Action.
Exactly. So let us get our people to come out. We believe that there are some people living in New York area, in the Washington, D.C. area, and in the Baltimore. Is that Baltimore area? Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
In Maryland, yes. There must be people there. They are not listening. Dr. Moses Wigwe lives in this country. For that man to come out and be, I won't say single-handedly, but he contributes a lot to the running of. In fact, the way he behaves, sometimes you think he's not an Igbo person. I've been asking myself, are you sure Dr. Moses Wigwe is from Mbisa? He says he's from Mbisa. I said, are you sure you're from Mbisa or somewhere else? But of course, it's from where Dr. Gemba comes from. And these are people committed to the Biafran struggle, and we love them for it. Let's take this call, because I know Barrister Mamezu will be upset if I bring the program to an end now. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Ifan Ezan from Germany.
Ifan Ezan from Germany, please go ahead.
I want to thank you people for the good work that you are doing.
Thank you.
Please, I want to tell you people that I cannot wait in the day that we vote people in office just because what they are, it's not because of who. They're from Imo State, or they're from Ananda State, or they're for, or they're Christian, or they're Muslim. I cannot wait that day to come.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely. Yes.
So that is what I want to contribute on this, that our people have to try to put their mind to fight about this thing, because it's serious, because we are in the country that you vote somebody only because he's Christian, or you vote somebody only because he's evil, or you vote somebody only because he's from a place. If you're not voting somebody only because what the person represents, you know, so for people to stand up and try to fight against Biafra, or try to say that they are Nigeria or they are part of Nigeria, I cannot understand where they are going to or where they are coming from.
Yes.
You know, so what I'm trying to say is that I cannot wait the day that we will go to vote our president or our governor and vote the person without considering where the person comes from, or without considering whether the person is from Imo State or from Abia State or from or from Idoma or from Abreba or from anywhere.
Yes.
Just have to try to vote the best person position. I cannot wait for that day to come.
I pray that God
will strengthen you people and God will lead us through in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. We'll go to Dr. Egemba let's start with Dr. Egemba. Please, before we bring the program to an end, Dr. Egemba, are you there? Chief, he is not there. He's been distracted. He's been waiting for so long that he's been distracted, and that this is Radio Biafra. We've not even been announcing that this is Radio Biafra, and time has flown by. 2 hours is gone. We are going to come back to all of you in the next. It's 3 hours, isn't it? Is it 3 hours? For the what we call the lecture series. He says he's not a lecturer, that he's the teacher. We'll go to the teaching. We'll go back to teaching in a short while. Please give us your name. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Nande. This is Maureen Ezechukwu from Canada.
Hello, great lady. You're welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. We're in Los Angeles. Please go ahead. The world is hearing you. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving this opportunity, and thank you for picking my call. I've been calling from since the program started, but I feel there is a lot of people on the line.
A lot of people.
I have the quotation for the reference for the my sister who is hosting the program with you about what King David said to Aaron when he wanted to buy a piece of property to build an altar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
To make a sacrifice to his God.
Yes.
So that quotation is 2 Samuel.
Yes.
Chapter 24, verse 24.
2 Samuel.
So you
guys
can
2 Samuel 24. I think somebody actually sent it to us. I don't know if it is from the same Bible. You know, you have various King James, King Rebecca. I don't know which version of the Bible.
Okay. Another one is 1 Chronicles 21:24. You can see it from different, books in the Bible.
I think George sent it to us, and we read. This is King David's reply. This is from George Agogwa, who is doing a fantastic job.
Yes.
This is King David's reply to Arona. He says, No, I insist on paying you for it. I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing.
Perfect.
So exactly. David bought the threshing floor and the oxen and paid 50 shekels of silver for them.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I'll tell you something more, in my dear sister. What confused our people is not the Old Testament, it's the New Testament that I have problem with, and I'll tell you why. You know the song that says Ben Jesus Nefu. You remember that part of the New Testament? Yeah, so while the Old Testament is telling us that it will cost you something, New Testament, we are singing in the church, we go to Sunday school, I now go Ben Jesus Nefu. So people think you can get something good by investing nothing. That is where the problem comes from. So how do we explain that? If we quote 2 Samuel 24:24, which one is it in the New Testament? Because Chidera knows the Bible very well. In fact, our brother is here. Come and take Jesus for free. Where is it?
I mean, it's not everywhere.
I don't think there's
Is that the Bible?
Yeah, it was created by
by the New Yoruba Testament pastors. Story.
It's
yes.
from Yoruba, Yoruba pastors. It's them that created it. It's from Yoruba pastors. They created this new one. Come and take it for free. It's a lie. And when you go there, you sow seed. When you sow seed, you plant. It's them. It's them. They came from that side. When you sow seed, you plant seed. This, that same one seed. You sow seed on this Sunday. Next week, you sow another seed. The same seed in the same place. You are not asking, how is the first one I sowed? Is it germinating or not germinating? Every weekend, you sow seed. Come and take Jesus for free.
The same Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
That is correct. That is correct.
So we should just take it like that. And everything we have been doing, we have been focusing our attention on the Old Testament. And we believe that this is what God handed directly to us. And we believe that with what God has promised in His Old Testament, we shall get there from.
Amen.
My sister also quoted, made a mention of somewhere in the Psalm where the women of Jerusalem, they danced and they were pressing their heels with joy. Mm-hmm. And that is in Psalm 126. Mm-hmm. And I want to read that. He said, when the Lord brought us back to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. Mm-hmm. How we laughed. Mm-hmm. How we sang for joy. Then the other nations and said about us, the Lord did great things for them. Mm-hmm. And indeed He did great things for us. Mm-hmm. How happy we were. I said, this is the Lord of their sons. This shall be our song.
Amen.
And we shall see the dream come true.
Amen.
And we shall laugh. And we shall remember our past with, and we shall celebrate it.
Amen.
You know, it is more painful when you don't know where you're coming from, and so you don't know where you're going. Girlfriends, we know where we're coming from. We have a history. Mm-hmm. And people have been telling our history. Now we have woken up. We want to tell our histories with our own mouth. Mm-hmm. People should not tell our histories anymore. I know for sure that I didn't know when the world was fought. People refer to Radio Grass as a little classroom. Honestly, I don't see it as a little classroom to myself. I see it as a very big university classroom, whereby millions of people have been educated at the same time all over the world. And vital information are being passed to us. A lot of things I have learned through Radio Biafra, I don't think I knew one tenth of what I have known now before this time. People, I heard a lot of stories, a lot of things about the war, and what happened before the war. But through this news, I have learned a lot. Yes. And it gives me more strength to push ahead. It gives me more strength to move forward. It gives me more conviction that what I'm fighting for is the truth. It gives me more conviction that freedom is a thing, it's my right, I should go for it, and nothing should stop me. So, I say what God has written in His book, in the book of Psalm 126, is a lot of dragons, and we shall get there. We shall laugh at the deep Jerusalem. We shall smile. We shall raise our hands to the sky and say, the Lord, how wonderful you are. For making your words come true in the life of your people. The Lord shall be praised in the new Gaza. And that is our new Jerusalem. Bless it to all your sons all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well said, well spoken. This is where we are going. Biafra is the new Jerusalem. We have said it before and also confirmed. If not for any other thing, please, dear God, but I'm trying my best. When I get into trouble, you know, Jesus said we should say the Lord's Prayer. If you get into trouble, just say, Our Father who art in heaven, He will accept it. It contains everything in there. And then we are praising the Lord. I know, of course, I used to tell my friend Ifan Yenebu many, many years ago, that unless we worship God in truth and honesty, that Biafra will not come. That every manner of sin and iniquity must be cleansed from us, or else the new Jerusalem will not be here. We are asking God for guidance. Some of us, in fact, all of us, what did the Romans say? We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yes, we are asking Him for forgiveness all the time. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are today, please. The caller on the phone, do we have you?
Yes, sir. You have me, sir.
Yeah, please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are. You are live onto Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
My name is Chukwunonso. I'm calling from Spain, sir.
Chukwunonso from Spain. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
please, my brother, what I wanted to contribute is about one of our...
Yes, go ahead. Is about who? Have we lost you? We have a caller on Skype. Are you still there? The caller on Skype, are you there? We have a caller on Skype. Are you there? The caller on Skype, no, they have gone. That's a cue for us to bring the program to an end. I had wanted Dr. Gamba to summarize for us, but he is not there. So we start with you, my dear sister. What are your thoughts, your opinions, your views, and how have you viewed the program? What have you learned, and what have you given to us, please? Ebum, no biggie.
I just want to say thank you to every single one that called in. It's been, as usual, a learning experience.
Yes.
Every tuning into Radio Biafra has always been a learning experience. I want to thank especially those who took out their time. I know there are so many people who were probably calling in who didn't get through.
Yes, they're still calling. You know? They're still calling.
So, good thing is we're going to come back again in the evening,
yes,
about 4 o'clock our time, you know, in the next 3 hours. So, you guys go ahead and call back in. And I really want to say thank you, Nnamdi and Chidera, for really making this happen and for, you know, for bringing out your time. We were talking about it yesterday. I'm like, how do they do this? You know, like, you stay up, you work tirelessly. But like one of the callers said, it's only God that is able to reward. I want also to thank the last caller, the sister that gave us our... that's like, she's a pastress, a prophetess. And truly, truly, I mean, in the new Biafra that we're going to get, I visualize a place of peace, a place of rest, you know, for even those people who are probably not Biafrans who come to take refuge. You know, I see the new Biafra as the new Jerusalem. And yes, really, that's why I encourage everyone that is listening in, everyone that is tuned in, to let's put all hands on deck. Whatever you can do in your own little way, you know, let's just work together. Even if it's just about the one that says that when people ask him where he's from, he introduces himself that he's a Biafran. Things as little as they sound like that, they go a long way, because guess what? It creates that curiosity in people's minds. They want to go Google it. Oh, where is this Biafra? And they get to know. And they get to know so many things about us as a people. So let's just keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that, please. And Odi, please go ahead.
Grace and peace to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for how He's made this possible. We decided to invite Radio Biafra to Los Angeles, not for our voice to be heard by anybody, that we can encourage our people and make our own contribution. And we will have to contribute everything, including our life. There is nothing too much. If you're going to live like a slave, then what type of life is it? You know, what type of meaning are we giving to our life on earth? You know, we have to give that life meaning by worshiping God in spirit and truth. For those who come to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So those things must be done. If they are not done, there is nothing else that is going to work. And that is why Nigeria is in the mess it is.
Yes.
Because let me tell you one thing. Those Nigerians do not have any fear of God. People who fear God do not steal and watch their people dying and running away to different parts of the world, suffering. And they commit all manner of evil and wickedness.
They are building churches.
And then you have the pastors and some of them, they don't speak up against these things. They are all scared of their lives.
Of course.
You know, and what type of environment is that? Where everybody's scared of his life. And in order not to speak up against that evil, that abomination that is Nigeria, everybody shuts up and continue to suffer. God will deliver us from it.
Amen.
And I say, let your hope be on the Almighty. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you very, very much. It's been very incisive. It's been very educational. And please, Chidera, are you in a position to say something?
Of course.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I am thanking you again for joining to listen to the broadcast today. I was particularly interested in what Maureen said. She just confirmed what the director said, that once women come into the struggle, we are going to restore Biafra. I just like everything she said, even the scriptures that she read, because this is a spiritual struggle, and it's only God that can that can get us this. I mean, we have to fight to get it, but it's a spiritual battle, and it's God that created Biafra. It is His nation that He created for us, so we have to involve Him in this. So I'm happy that we are being spiritual about it. So and also concerning the Yoruba people, I don't even know why it's still being discussed. It's already been proven, it's already documented that we are more intelligent than they are. I mean, even nothing else proves it. The result from the Unity Colleges does prove it. Mm-hmm. So we don't even have any reason to keep arguing about it. Already we are more intelligent than they are. In fact, they are allowing them to be amongst us, contaminates our society. And that's why God is angry with us. That's why we're still the way we are. So we need to come out from them and the houses. And because there's a place in the Bible that, I think it's in the book of Acts, that God mm-hmm. says, "Separate ye yourselves from them." So we need to come out from them and be the people that God wants us to be. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm learning so much about the Bible, which is good. I've been studying it and shall continue to study. This is Radio Biafra. If you've joined us, we've welcomed you. We want you to join us again in about 3 hours' time or less than that. We'll be bringing you the second installment of our program. There are no flight delays today. We are ensconced at the studios of Radio Biafra. There will be no excuses. God willing, we are putting God first in everything that we do, because we are going to build the new Biafra, the new Jerusalem, to His glory. If not, God, please do not give us Biafra. If we are not going to use Biafra to worship You, please do not allow Biafra to come. Because the only purpose for the existence of our people is to glorify God in truth and honesty. Anything else is unacceptable. That is why we are suffering. During the second segment of our programming today, we shall be bringing you all this in greater detail. Those who are in the know, those who understand the scriptures more than myself, will be taking us through what the Bible says about our people, who we are, where we are coming from, and where we are going. But I know where I am going. Where I am going is Biafra. Thank you very much for listening, and please do rejoin us in about 3 hours' time. Thank you very much, and God bless you all. Thank you.
Ewo sombe meganyi peano.